CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has expressed strong discontent and resolute opposition over a U.S. warship patrol near Jubi Reef of China's Nansha Islands in the South China Sea. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Kang said in a statement that the United States' actions threaten China's sovereignty and security interests, endanger the safety of personnel and facilities in the reef, and would harm regional peace and stability. The spokesman urged the U.S. side to immediately correct his wrongdoing. Liu confirmed that earlier on Tuesday, the U.S. warship USS Lawson illegally entered waters near Jubi Reef of China's Nansha Islands in the South China Sea without the permission of the Chinese government. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang has also said that President Xi Jinping will consider an invitation from the Philippine president to attend the APEC meeting next month in Manila. The spokesman said that China hoped the upcoming APEC meeting will focus on economic affairs and achieve new results on regional economic cooperation. Liu added that China valued and supported APEC, including the upcoming meetings in Manila, as the highest level and most influential economic forum in the Asia-Pacific region. Last year, the 22nd APEC Economic Leaders Meeting was held here in Beijing. China and the Netherlands have established a working group to strengthen cooperation in civil aviation. The two sides signed a memorandum on Tuesday in Beijing. The signing took place during a visit to China by the Dutch King, Willem Alexander. The King leads a huge trade delegation to China with 250 business people from 150 Dutch companies. Both state leaders witnessed the signing of 15 cooperation agreements, ranging from finance, trade, to aviation, technology, and panda protection. It is the King's first state visit to China since he came to the throne in April 2013. China, South Korea, and Japan are planning to hold the first meeting of commerce ministers in more than 3 years in Seoul on Friday morning. During the talks, the three ministers are expected to discuss how to speed up negotiations on the free trade deal between the three countries and the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership and how to accelerate trilateral trade and investment. It would mark the first such meeting since May 2012, ahead of the trilateral leadership meeting between Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, expected to be held in Seoul on Sunday. At least 237 people have been killed and over 1,600 others injured in Pakistan after a massive earthquake hit neighboring Afghanistan on Monday. Officials are warning the death toll would rise as rescue workers rush to the remote areas where communications have been cut off. In Afghanistan, the death toll from Monday's earthquake has risen to 83. The natural disaster also left hundreds of people injured. Chinese Foreign Ministry has expressed deep condolences to the victims of the quake and sincere sympathies with the relatives of the deceased and the injured. The Chinese government has pledged to provide emergency assistance in cash to the two countries. Indonesia has expressed its willingness to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal that was reached between the United States and 11 Pacific Rim countries earlier this month. President Joko Widodo made the statement on Tuesday after meeting President Barack Obama at the White House in the United States. This is the first time the Southeast Asia's biggest economy has seriously expressed a willingness to join the TPP. Widodo has undertaken significant reform to lure more foreign investors and revive the economy. U.S. President Barack Obama is heading to Turkey for a G20 summit, followed by visits to the Philippines and Malaysia for several summits next month. The White House announced on Monday that in the Philippines, President Obama will participate in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, and in Malaysia, he will take part in the U.S.-ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. The White House says the visits to the Asian countries underscore America's support for Asia's regional institutions, while also advancing the U.S. strategy to rebalance the Asia-Pacific region in all of its dimensions. At least 7 Pakistani border troops have been confirmed dead following an attack from Afghan side of the border early on Tuesday morning. However, the Pakistani army did not say who had fired into its territory. Cross-border shelling occasionally takes place between Pakistan and Afghanistan, which shares nearly 2,500 kilometers of mostly porous border. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.